That's Tom Waits, the Mornings with Ed show, 8:07 the time. A very good Monday morning to you. And Monday around these parts means the Artist's Corner. And we started the Artist's Corner simply because you can be living right next door to a super talented and dedicated artist and not even know it in this town. We have some great artists. I have one of them in front of me right now, Mr. Randy Morgan. Thank you for coming this morning, Randy.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
No, my pleasure. You're a bronze sculptor. Is that the correct terminology?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How did you get into working with bronze?
Well, actually, what happened was, you opened the door.
I did. Anyway, that's why we're here.
So what happened was I got into sculpture in my teens, and I started actually doing wood carving, with a very famous wood carving from a very famous family in Laguna, the Abel family. And it was Pops Abel, Carl Abel. I took wood carving lessons from him. I got interested in it. His son, Moens, was a fantastic sculptor too. And they were both in the Festival of Arts for years and years and years.
Right.
So I studied under them. Wood started getting really expensive and scarce in the 70s because we were mowing down the forest as fast as they could for the building industry. And so I moved on to study with Betty Davenport Ford, who was part of the School of Sculpture, Millard Sheets, Tom Van Zandt, those guys. And so I was fortunate enough to, being from the Laverne Claremont area, I was fortunate enough to be able to go up and study under her and a couple of other places in college that I stopped and studied sculpture. And then I got into doing these big bronze murals after spending some time in Mexico and studying the Diego Rivera and Jorge Orozco murals.
Right.
Was kind of a foreboding of what I'm doing today.
So. Do you find that bronze and metalsmith in general or metalwork in general lends you to be more creative than wood? Are you able to expand more?
Yeah, because you can make something as big as you want, basically.
Right.
Wood, you were very restricted because you could only make it as big as the tree was. And it was a subtractive sculpture. And what I mean by that is you had to, as an artist, see the image inside of the piece of wood and then carve it from that. But it's additive sculpture when you're working in clay, because first you make whatever sculpture you're making out of clay, and then you make a mold, and then you cast it in bronze.
Right.
So you can't really do any bronze casting in Laguna Beach or Newport Beach or any residential area, really, because of the EPA.
Right.
So all of the foundries are out in the valley and, in Santa Ana and places that it's zoned for you to work in bronze. So all I do is I make the prototype and then I take it to be cast.
What kind of images inspire you when you look at, are you inspired by a specific set of circumstances? For instance, a beautiful evening, a sunset. What inspires your art?
What inspires my art? I do something right now, and I in the crash of 08, I was doing sculptured doors and sculptured entryways, and I was working a lot in bas-relief sculpture and sculptured tiles as an architectural artist, because before the internet came along and you could brand yourself and there was social media and you could have an e-commerce site virtually, you were restricted to putting your works in art galleries and hoping they sold it.
Right.
And having a bunch of kids and having to make money, I had to go to work for the various studios making sets and working on the theme parks to make a living. That's why we had the term before called the starving artist, because it was very hard to make money.
Right.
And my wife, the way she was, she didn't want to sleep in the car and, not have shoes for the kids' feet. So I had to go the architectural route. Like, for instance, she'd be down in front of your radio station here at Woods Cove with the kids in the summer at the beach, and I would be out in a hazmat suit in 140-degree weather out in the valley somewhere carving foam. But anyway, I wouldn't trade my journey for anything, because it made me the artist that I am, whatever that is. But what inspires me is everything inspires me. What inspires me is making art. What inspires me is studying the great masters. Art is so many different flavors.
Right.
I mean, I don't get really jealous of other artists, except the ones that are better than me. but having said that, art is in the eye of the beholder, really.
Yeah.
And I really believe that. And I encourage people to make art because I believe you're an artist if you have the urge to make art. It's a really strong urge. You really can't be anything else if you're an artist, because that urge is inside of you always to create. Right. So, you know, I don't really know. Nature inspires me. Beautiful women inspire me. Beautiful horses, you know.
Right.
It's
beauty. You're inspired by beauty.
By beauty, and we are imitating that. And I think God says in his word, actually, that he created the earth and all that's in it. And he said in his word that we're made in his image. Right. So I'm just going to believe him and believe that we can create too. You can create whatever you want, the kind of life you want. I think you're an artist if you're the best radio celebrity. You're an artist. If you're a great musician, you're an artist. If you're a comedian and you really work at it all the time, you're an artist. Right. So, you know, it's hard to define what an artist really is, but you can make an art out of anything you do.
What are you working on now?
Now I'm working on a commission that I got the other night at our event, and it's a bunch of fish on a wall.
Okay.
It's really a cool thing, and I'm working on a big mural back in Detroit, Michigan, a Motown mural.
Oh, very nice.
On a hotel.
Okay.
And I'm working on my TV show that's coming out.
Tell us about that.
Well, I had an idea to do a TV show, and it's kind of a cross between, let's say, maybe Shameless and Seinfeld.
Okay.
And the premise of the show is there's a crazy artist.
Right.
It's not a big stretch. And then he has a life coach, and my co-star is Tim Story, and he is known as the life coach to the stars, and he's done Charlie Sheen, he's done Mike Tyson, Daryl Strawberry, Robert Downey Jr., and the premise of the show is I get in these little skits and scrapes and up and downs of life and up and downs of being an artist, and it's also got a higher conversation, which is life coaching and art and architecture.
Okay.
So what we do is we go out with our TV crew, and we go to celebrities' homes, and we do architectural art that I do on their home, and then we talk about their art collection. Most of them are artists, and their art, whether they're a singer, an actor, a producer, a director. So that's the premise of the show.
Oh, excellent. We'll look forward to it. Now, let me ask you this. So you're working with bronze. Let's say let's say the fish thing you're doing right now, right? Let's say it's a bunch of different bronze fish, and you screw one of them up. Is that easy to cover up, or do you just move on and continue?
You just fix it.
All right.
I used to freak out when I was a young artist because, you know, it's like your work is like, you know, it's so important to you.
Right.
Not that it's not important to me now, but I just know that I can fix it. And stuff breaks all the time.
Right.
And it's like if you went to a fine gourmet restaurant and you saw what really was going on in the kitchen, you probably wouldn't eat it. It's the same way with art. If you saw what was going on.
I'm not kidding when I tell you this. So when a new restaurant opens up in town, I go and I stalk the kitchen. So before I go eat there at all, I'll walk around, make sure everything's cool, and then I'll make reservations at some
point.
Right,
exactly.
Yeah, so that's what happens, man.
Exactly. So you just fix it, sand it, repaint it.
Yeah, okay.
Hang it up. Mostly the problems I have as an architectural artist is what to make the material out of, what to make the sculpture out of.
Right.
Because I have a motto: you can make it out of gold, you can make it look like gold. If you want it blue, you can turn on a blue light.
There you go.
But what it really depends on is if it's going to go on the side of the building, you know, it can't be bronze. It's got to be bronze look. It's got to look like bronze. So it might be foam with a metal coating over it made to look like a bronze.
Okay.
To be the artist. Like when Michelangelo made the Sistine Chapel, because it was a circular dome, where it was viewed from, he had to make the hands 10 times the size of a normal hand because of the angle of the hands going away from his head and reaching across the arc. So
that's stuff the average person doesn't think about.
Well, he probably got up there with this little mock-up thing. Right. And he probably put it up there, and then he went down and viewed it. He must have obviously viewed it, because instead of just painting it and going down, it looks like a little pterodactyl
with
little hands.
Right.
You know, he got it correct. So, you know, you got to think, where is it viewed from? And I'm a big big stickler for lighting the art correctly and right. working with architects, but that comes from my working with developers and architects over my career.
So our listeners want to find your art. Where do we find your art?
You go to Randy Morgan Art, www.randymorganart.com.
Okay.
And you can look at my art online. There's also an e-commerce site. And right now, the auction from our event the other night is right. still going on. And to help the homeless, we're giving to Helping Hands. And you can buy the art over Christmas as our Christmas sale.
All right.
And it's donated to the homeless.
Now, you were also a big part. You're a big part of this November Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Month. And we're going to get you. Actually, you're back for the next segment, too. So I'm glad you were involved with that. And we'll talk about that a little bit more as we have Faye Chapman and Don Scortino in the room with us here. This has been Randy Morgan. This is the Artist Corner. And when you see this guy, you will have recognized him from everywhere in town, first of all. And when
Piper, no.
About 2:15 a.m. Get out of here. And then, once you see his art, you'll recognize the magnificence of your work. Thank you very much, Randy, for being here this morning.
And thank you, Tom.
That's been the Artist Corner.